This is Al Matty. I'm here in the flesh. All praises is due to Allah. You see, I was that young boy jumping up and down on the front row in the Christian church years ago until Allah told me I was Al Matty. And I give him all the praise. I give him all the glory. There's no deity worthy of worship but one, and that is Allah. I'm going to say something shocking. I thank God for white people. Why? There's been about three ladies and about 2 to 3 separate jobs who's all complimented my voice. I had one woman tell me, she said, Dai Kwang, she said, your voice is so masculine. One lady told me, she said, are you on a radio station? Okay, they always gave credit to the voice. Why? Because this is the voice of the prophet Muhammad. This is the voice of the prophet Isa. This is the voice of the prophet Jeremiah. This is the voice of the prophet Moses. This is the voice of the prophet Obadiah. This is the voice of all of the true prophets. And in this last day and hour, I am Allah's son. Today, I would like to honor Elena Napier. And I receive her today as daughter. And I love her sincerely. Who cares what you think about it? Now, today, I want to go over a song I did. It's entitled Buddy Mac, and I wrote a song inside myself for a friend who was a white boy by the name of Buddy Mac Williams, and this man was in prison with me, and when he got out, he stayed in contact with me. He gave me a car. He always took me out to eat. We went and did prison ministry in all different prisons, even jails. Even in his hometown local jail, even in his mom's church, all of these things I experienced with him. And this brother, excuse me for all of that, I like to get centered on the voice and get centered in on the microphone. And this brother always was around me for some reason. At the time I was Christian, he was Christian. And I knew the Bible, and he always knew that I knew the scriptures. And so now I'm Muslim. He's dead. He passed from cancer. He could see me. And now I realize that this brother was around me all of this time because he knew how significant I am. Now, I want to get started on this video. This video is on Maria Baraja's video channel, my wife. And as you can see, this channel was 7 years ago. This channel is old. This video is old. And I'm rapping about my friend dying, but I'm really rapping about myself dying, and I didn't even know. Buddy Mac is my name. You see, my name is Dai Quant. There's a lot of people going by Dai Quant, but they D-I. No, I'm D-Y. I'm the tree. I'm the root and the offspring. I am the father and I am the son. And I have raised up children who have rebelled against me. And that is the real truth. According to your own Bible, your father and your mother is supposed to uphold all of the honor. over a son. And no son is never supposed to be honored over a father or a mother. This monstrosity in Christianity that caused the mountains to fall down. I am Lamonti. I am Daquan Lamonti Clay. I am the mountain that fell down to judge the lie in Christianity, because Allah has no son but one. He has no son but one, S-U-N, and I am here. Oh, I get excited. Oh, I give him praise. I've been praising him and praising him. In him is my very being. I've been praising him since the beginning. I'm the first man that prayed. I'm the first man that said the Shahada. I'm the man who's been praying to Allah since the very beginning, and you can't hate it. And there is a witness down here. And yes, I love her. I love her sincerely, and I want the best for her. She's been raised by people that don't know the Bible. She's been raised by people who worship others with Allah. And so I'm here to tell her she's the last witness. She sang about it. She sang about tipping over Mary. Now, this is the thing here, Miss Esther. Deliverance will arise from somewhere else if you won't come to the forefront. And that is the real truth. I am the Mordecai. See, Mordecai, get it? Mordecai. I am the Mordecai. Telling the last witness, Esther, that she's going to have to do something she hates, that she regrets. She's going to have to hate her estate, just like Esther had to marry that white man and give him the goodies. It goes down right here in the house of David. Now let's get started with this song. Notice, if you pay attention to me jumping around, moving all crazy, I get excited. But you'll see a light following me, and that is because there is a real halo over my head. Just look at that picture right there. Look at that picture. There is a halo over my head. Look at that. Boom, boom, boom. Three, like a triangle. There is a halo over my head, and I never knew this. Let's play this song. Now, I wasn't black. I'm a black man that's not black. When I was a young man, I stayed with a white boy who was partially Indian by the name of Robbie Ditmars. Even when my brothers was keeping the hood, keeping the ghetto in the hood, in the house where we lived, I was staying there. I've always had white boys in my life that loved me. White boys that would do whatever I would ask them to do for me if I really would ask them. Because I really was the white boy. I was the white stone that was whiter than milk. That became black because of the sins of the sons of Adam. And I am here. Isaiah 53 is about me. I paid the price. I have the stripes. I have those stripes to decode the Bible, the Quran, the Book of Mormon, all of the books. I'm here to do this task. Okay? So let's proceed with this video. Now, I'm singing in a person of you. I'm singing the way you should sing. There's no need to miss me because I am the man who's going to go straight to paradise. I'm the man who's always been in paradise. I came down here in 1982. Because of the lie in Christianity of putting gods before gods, and that is the father and the mother would have to die along with the prophet Isa. But because of the honor we have as the father and as the mother, and I speak in the person of the last witness of Mexico, is because we have more honor. And that is why prayer is restrained right now. The stone you was facing is down here. Why would you be praying to it? There's no prayers going up right now. Only from me and the last witness. Okay? Only from Al Mahdi. You can say a shahada, and prayer requires no repentance. Prayer is actually not repentance. You actually need to just change. You need to follow the memo in John the Baptist ministry when he came on the scene doing justice. Because this is Al Mahdi's times. Times and a half to reign. To reign, and I'm here. I'm here with the last witness. She is here. And I'm going to continue playing this song. Pay attention to the lyrics. Buddy Mac is my name. See, Buddy. Buddy. Bud. Like bud, like weed, or like buddy, or die. Mac, like MacBook, iMac, where I do all my messages on Apple computers. This is all going into me. I'm really Buddy Mac. Okay? And there's no need to miss me, because if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't even be able to enter into paradise. Because I was found worthy. Okay? All right, let's keep going.
He had a passion to reach. This ain't about no glamour. I just got off of work. Ain't nothing flashy about this. Rest in peace, Buddy Mac. Let's go. Wabash. Buddy Mac was a brother that always had his brother back.
All right, now let's pause on that part right there. Always rocking them Jesus shirts. Who is Jesus? Okay. That is the son of Al Mahdi. Jesus is the son of Al Mahdi. Allah has no sons. But Jesus is the son of Al Mahdi. That's why Al Mahdi is the last messenger and ruler of the Arabs to set this situation in order. Allah has no sons but me. Why? Because I'm his S-U-N. I'm going to shine. And Al Mahdi is the father of the prophet Isa and the mother Maria is here. And she is the mother of the prophet Isa, and she is entitled to more honor than him. This is the reason why she has the most credible image. There is no such evidence as Jesus Christ's resurrection or any proof that he ever even lived except what is written in the Gospels and in the records of historians. No actual proof. But we do have actual proof of the Lady Guadalupe's image, because her image cannot be tainted even after all of these centuries. Her image is more credible than Jesus' image. Why? Because she's more honorable than Jesus. And that is the reason why in the Quran we have a book named after her and not Jesus. Peace be upon them. Let's keep going. And I'm going to close it because I'm practically in repetition saying the same thing for my friend Buddy Mac. This brother, we both was Christians at the time, and he always wanted to be around me. Okay. And he did a sign for me. There was a lady named Mary who always wanted to be with him. And he prayed on it and 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 prayed on it to marry her. And he didn't. He didn't marry her. Okay. Why? Because in that situation, he was helping me because it was somebody else that I'm supposed to be looking into. And that's what all those who know me, especially Elena Napier, know what I'm talking about. Okay, now, this ministry is supported by me. I pay everything. I paid $1,300. My whole biweekly check under another pay grade, pay for promotion. Okay, I promote myself. I do everything myself. Now, if you say you love Al Maddie, if you believe in this ministry, put your money where your mouth is. It's like you sitting in a room and you constantly smoking weed. You constantly smoking weed and ain't nobody putting in on it. Okay, put in on this. Put in on this truth. Okay, Buddy Mac was a picture of me. I'm the man that's entering paradise. Allah told me I was most closest to him. In my mind, I thought about the Prophet Muhammad and Jesus. But I didn't want to be rude when he said that to me. And that's when he continued on and said, I saved the best for last. You are Daquan, the Dafan, Lamonti, Almighty, Almighty, the Father that was fallen from heaven, the mountain to judge the lie in Christianity that Allah has no son. Assalamu alaikum to my brothers and sisters in the real truth.